This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As we heard a couple of days ago from Steve Plocker in Madison County, things are wet across the listening area. Thoughts of replanting are on the minds of farmers and agronomists, but luckily we still have time before that call needs to be made. Today we'll check in with CHS Agronomy Manager Reagan Weir for an update on planting progress and field conditions throughout the CHS territory.
We did have quite a little bit of rain, starting last Wednesday to this past Sunday evening. We probably had anywhere from 5 to 12 inches. Prior to that, we had really good planting progress. I think we had, across our whole trade territory, had gotten up to maybe 85 to 90% planted on corn, and a pretty good start on soybeans. So a lot of that corn had been in for a few days prior to those really heavy saturated rains, and a lot of it had come up or was close to coming up. So we're seeing that corn, of course, some of it, along our river's edge customers and creek bottoms and some of those things. Some of it's underwater, so we have some pretty big concerns on some of that corn. The biggest concern is our flooded bottoms in both survival and N amounts or nitrogen amounts left in those. Usually, when we see water on top of corn fields that are totally submerged for like 4 days, that's kind of the max on corn. It's a living organism and it requires oxygen, to live. And when it's submerged like that for about 4 days, it's pretty good chance that a replant would be necessary there. Cool temps actually help in some of that. The cooler temps in soils with corn that's struggling to survive, actually the cooler the better. It'll slow down that plant, the transpiration and the photosynthetic parts of it, and it'll survive a little bit longer. Actually, when it's warmer, the diseases and some of those things are worse when it's warm, and the corn rotting, would be worse when it's warm. If the water does go off some of those bottoms a little more quickly than that, usually that corn will start to grow in 3 to 5 days. So, watching those and waiting for the soils to dry out and making those decisions for replant or not in cornfields would be made at that time.
Well, sounds like some positive news, because one of my concerns, and obviously you know more about this than me, but is the cool temps we've been having. I was afraid that with the water and that cold weather that would not be good, but it sounds like that's actually kind of a benefit.
Yeah, it actually is, versus if it's really turns off hot, that corn will tend to rot more and give up a little bit quicker. On soybeans, I would say now it could be the opposite, that some of these soybeans we've seen, especially to our north, went in very early. The soybeans, need that warm temperature to push and grow rapidly. Soybeans have a wonderful ability to outgrow root nibblers with insects and diseases and kind of grow through it rapidly. When you put them in a cold, damp environment, they are more prone to damage from those. So it's kind of just the opposite with those. We're hoping for those that are out there to be able to get through before the soil might crust, and hopefully they'll turn off and, a little drier and warmer and get them going.
You had mentioned concerns about the nitrogen levels in the soil. So after this water drains and it dries up a little bit, if we ever see that day in sight, what do you recommend farmers do to check, those nutrient levels in the soil? And then I think you also mentioned like 3 to 5 days that corn should be popping up. So is that kind of a signal that if we're not seeing it, then, hey, we may need to replant this?
Yes, it certainly is on the replant. And then on the nitrogen side, I think we, if a guy's have to tear up whole fields, that they can make a decision if they think that they need to put a little additional nitrogen on. If it's not a field that's conducing or is easy to side dress, they may want to do that in a broadcast application. But a good plan would be to side dress. If that corn, you could take tissue samples, you could watch your plants and see if they demonstrate nitrogen deficiency. And so then there's some management decisions you can make as you go along and take a look at the crop is a good way to do it.
So I guess my next question is then, we have all of this rain. It's going to take some time to dry out. So if after today and tomorrow we stop seeing rain, how long is it going to be before you guys get back in the fields?
Well, that varies. Of course, we have a lot of tiled ground that, you know, will go first, as the water goes off of some of these other fields. And hillier and fields that drain naturally would be a little quicker. But, you know, we could be another week or two out, you know, in a lot of areas pretty easily. But, you know, it seems also that in our area that if the sun comes out and it warms up and the wind starts blowing, that we're running somewhere in 4 or 5 days, you know. So it could change pretty rapidly also.
Sure. Well, definitely. And we never know what Mother Nature's going to do. So it sounded like pretty much almost done with corn in your territory. Have they started on beans at all? And do you feel pretty confident with, if we even get pushed back 2 more weeks, that we're still sitting in a pretty good spot to get those in the ground?
Oh, yeah, and on soybeans, we probably could have gotten 10 to 20% of soybeans planted. And we're really, when we plant really early soybeans, I think sometimes we have a little better yield potential if they don't have, if they don't struggle with the environment and things that Mother Nature throws at them. If they do, I'm sure we're not gaining a whole lot planting them early than if we're planting them the end of the May and they took off and grew and, you know, never really seen a bad day. So, I don't think we've sacrificed too much yield potential by, you know, having them be a little bit later. And we'll, when they start rolling this time with the corn in, I think guys will, you know, be pretty intent on getting those soybeans rolled right in, and they should be off to a great start when we dry up.
So we've talked about corn and we've talked about soybeans. Another crop, obviously, that we see around these parts is our winter wheat. So, Reagan, how are things looking there, and do you have any concerns?
Well, yes, we do. The wheat looks pretty good right now. I think all of our wheat came up, you know, really well in the springtime, and the nitrogen treatments have it looking really good. We do have some issues with wet weather when wheat is flowering, and that's when we generally have head scab the worst. So although it can be very unpredictable, it looks like it's setting up for that type of a scenario. So there is a couple of good fungicides to spray when wheat is flowering or just right after that. So that timing is about now. So if you do have wheat and it's flowering and we're getting all these heavy rains, you might want to talk to someone about getting an airplane lined up to apply those fungicides. It sure helps with yield and test weight.
Have you sprayed very many acres yet, or are you kind of just starting with that?
Yeah, that window has just opened the last couple of days. We thought it was going to be about the end of last week, and with that cloudy, cool conditions and rain, it slowed the flowering down. But they are just out now going. I was looking at some wheat this morning, and it's flowering very nicely right now.
Well, sounds great. Reagan, any other thoughts, or you think we've hit on everything?
No, I think we have. I think there'll be some questions on herbicides as we go on some of these flooded fields also, but I think the best approach is going to be take a wait and see, and we have a lot of good tools in the toolbox, so we'll be able to address those issues as they come up.
Agronomy Manager for CHS, Reagan Weir. In other news, the Illinois Wheat Association has announced the date for their Southern Illinois Wheat Tour. That's happening on Tuesday, May 23rd. The tour will give producers an opportunity to make crop observations and make yield estimates of the 2017 winter wheat crop. The tour includes field checks during the day with an evening report session at the Belleville Research Center, and those field tours of the Research Center will start at 4 p.m. with dinner at 5:30. Prior to the evening meal, yield estimates will be calculated and attendees will have an opportunity to view wheat variety and seed treatment trials. Fred Kolb, U of I professor of small grain breeding, and Emerson Nofziger, who is a research coordinator, will be on hand to discuss the status of wheat development and challenges from wheat diseases observed on the tour. There will be tours across the state, but the one closest to our listening area will be starting at the Monell Milling Company in Mount Olive. Mark Miller is leading that tour, and if you would like to participate, you can call to reserve a spot at 217-999-2161. And if you're planning to attend the meeting at the Belleville Research Center and would like to stay for dinner, you can RSVP to the Illinois Wheat Association at 309-557-3000. 3619. And they do ask that you RSVP for the dinner by May 16th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.